Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Have you ever heard the national anthem of North Korea?
No.
You're about to. One thing that is very much lacked on this show is discussions of Kim Jong-un and North Korea. They have now opened a beach resort for 20,000 people.
And yeah, they decided they needed a new tourist attraction in North Korea.
North Korea. They've got the big water slides that you would see on the lottery ads, and they are trying to encourage more tourists to come to North Korea. First of all, this is built with the North Korean tourists going around their own country in mind, and it looks like they're going to open up the doors a little bit wider for more people to go. I have a theory in my head, and I believe it to be true, that 6 out of 10 Irish men would go to North Korea tomorrow if they had the opportunity and choice. Because I am one of those. I would love to go to North Korea. It's on my bucket list. I will not leave this earth without going to North Korea and seeing it. I'm fascinated by it. And I think loads of men are the same in this country. Specifically men. There might be a few women. It's mostly men.
Why do you want to see North Korea?
Because I'm fascinated by it.
So is it because we know so little about it and the stories that do make it out, Dave, are not great some of the time?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I want to see the fakery. I mean, sorry, no, Supreme Leader. I want to see the great Supreme Leader in action and all the prosperity he has brought to North Korea. Don't make me say the things that I really want to see about North Korea or I mightn't get in.
Would it be enough for you to just make it as far as the DMZ, the demilitarized zone?
No, I've no interest in South Korea whatsoever.
How dare you?
I'm only about North Korea. I want to go, I want to see the people, I want to see the infrastructure, I want to see the landscape. I've watched several videos on YouTube now, but most men won't admit to their partners, their spouses, or to anyone in their life they want to go to North Korea.
I don't think it's a case of not admitting it. I just think you are fully on your own when it comes to wanting to go there. I think most people, men and women, would prefer a nice relaxing holiday, maybe a little bit of adventure, but somewhere that is not so shut off from the rest of the world. I think you're on your own here, Dave.
I'm telling you, Fionnuala, there's loads of people that want to go to North Korea. They're just not brave enough to say it out loud.
I really think you are so off the mark here.
I'm not on my own. If I was to organise a bus tomorrow secretly, I could get a busload to North Korea.
Oh my God, do you remember we did the Pop Pop Mystery Bus last year?
You'll never guess where we're going this year. Will you go to North Korea with me? 087-1-102-107. It'll be no mystery. I'm really struggling here, trying to convince Fionnuala that there are so many men in this country that want to go to North Korea, but they just haven't vocalised it or spoke to anyone about it yet.
I'm surprised this comes into your mind at all, because in a list of the world's most appealing tourist destinations, even if North Korea now has its brand new tourist resort with colourful water slides and pools, why would you want to go there?
Liam, if I was organising a bus to North Korea, would you be on it?
Oh, I'd be on that bus, Dave. I'd cycle if I had to.
Fionnuala is very confused at this man's urge to go to North Korea. What is it for you?
Well, it's to explore the unknown, isn't it? It's like when you're a child doing something you know you're not meant to.
I mean, the unknown is one thing, but I feel North Korea goes beyond the unknown. And in fact, some of what we do know doesn't make it the most attractive sounding place to go, Liam. Like, do you think you'd be able to round up a few friends to come on the bus with you and Dave, or do you think you'd be two solo travellers?
Oh, I'd say the boys would come along. There's a few boys here in the bog. I think they'd be happy to get out of the bog to go there anyway.
In fairness, if you're now currently in the bog, North Korea doesn't seem that much of a stretch, does it?
Anywhere is better, Dave.
There wouldn't be as much backbreaking labour in North Korea as there would be in the bog.
Well, not that we know of, anyway.
At what stage are you at in the bog?
Overloading into bags, yeah.
Not so bad. Almost ready for home?
Almost.
Liam, I'll put you down for a seat or two. I'll contact you when I get some bus provider to drive us.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Liam. In the bog. I suppose when you're looking at so much turf in front of you and backbreaking labour, North Korea does seem like the dream destination to go to.
I'm still not confident you're going to fill this bus.
Right, there is me and Liam and maybe a friend. That's three of us and the bus driver. That's four. Suppose at this stage we'd only fill a car, not a bus. Anybody from North Korea, it's the next Bop Bop Mystery Bus. We're heading off, lads. Beep beep. Here we come. 087 1 102 107. Please help me try and convince Fionnuala that there is more than two men in this country that would go to North Korea.
You are demented is the only word for it.
You know now what I'd be doing with cash machine money.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.